Blog Talk Radio.
Probably Monday for just about everybody who's calling in or be listening today. And if you're listening on a different day, then it's no longer Monday. It's never mind. I'm just having some fun. So what are we going to do today? Well, I went off in a little different direction, completely different direction. I like a 180 kind of thing. You know what I mean by 180? We're going to talk about persistence. Well, actually, I'm going to talk about Martin Luther King a little bit. Then I want to talk about persistence and whatever you guys have on your mind, but we're going to talk about persistence. This is more of a coaching, inspirational, motivational day than it is a pure psychic day. So, yeah, I'm here to kind of motivate you, inspire you, and kind of get you kicking in the butt a little bit. Let's get going. Let's make our lives amazing. I had one of my clients this morning, and I do, which I love to do, is regression therapy. And so we dealt with her fears. Fear of failure. Ooh, fear of failure. You know, and we came up with a mantra, which I think I'll share with you right now, and maybe I'll take some calls. And the fear of failure is about, it's, you know, failure is an opportunity to redirect yourself to success. Let me state that one again. Let's think about this one. Just kind of jot this down for a moment, mentally or on a piece of paper. Failure is an opportunity to redirect yourself to success. What do you think about that? I think that's a great quote. Yes. Okay, I wrote that up on Facebook. So if you're with me on Facebook, you saw it, or you didn't pay attention and it's there. You could have seen it. What was the other quote? I came up with a quote today. This is a quote kind of day, right? Okay, what was the other one? Oh, learn how the persistence in a past life led to success. Your past lives have great lessons you can use now. Because I'm kind of pushing a little bit of the regression work, regression therapy, both either past lives or childhood. So that's kind of where I'm focusing my energy these days. So I thought I'd throw that one out there for you. So I have some callers. Let me give you a Martin Luther King quote. And then I'll take some calls. And then we'll get back to talking more about persistence and failure and all those things. Okay? So let's see. Well, Martin Luther King. I love some of these quotes, and I posted some of them on Facebook. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. I love that quote. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy energy. blow up on that one, right? An enemy into a friend. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And this one I love. And a couple more, and then we'll get back to you guys. Okay, just a couple more quotes. Yeah, there's tons of them. But we'll just do a couple more. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Isn't that a great quote? I don't think I posted that one on Facebook, but I will do that. You can look at it. It's one of those quotes you go, yeah, a lot of truth in that. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Okay, then one more, and then we're done, and we'll move on. I'll move back to you guys, and we'll get into some other things about persistence and getting it and lack of failure, right? Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Isn't that a beautiful quote? Think about that one for a while. Faith is taking the first step even though you don't see the whole staircase. That leap of faith. Are you willing to put your foot down, even though you know don't know what it's going to go, how it's going to work out, but you're willing to take that risk. That's a good word, risk, knowing that you have faith that it'll happen. Perseverance, right? So let me take a couple of calls and see if we're on the same, we're in mindset today or not. So I have an 850, you've been holding for a while, and then a 253 and a 608. So those are the three numbers I have listed here. Let's do that. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about persistence. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
And so this is George. This is George, of course. But I don't know who you are yet.
Sheila.
Sheila, what's going on this beautiful Monday?
Nothing much.
Okay, that's good. Well, you know, sometimes it's good to have a cruiser day. You know, cruiser days are great, right? A do-nothing day is really good for the soul. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Sometimes we get all caught up in what we have to do and what we should be doing and what am I going to do and why am I not doing it? And then you get all frustrated, right? Where it's easier just to say, you know what, I'm going to put on some funny movies and that's, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? What's going on with Sheila? Why did you call in today?
Oh, I was reading information and you were talking about abundance.
Abundance, yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
See, we're back to mm-hmm. persistence. And let me tie the two together. Okay. And you're probably mm-hmm. wondering, will I ever be abundant, right?
Yeah.
No.
Well, yes.
No, you're not wondering that. Okay. You are abundant already. You don't need anything more. That's cool.
I'm not abundant.
Sometimes it takes persistence to get abundance. Not mm-hmm. letting failure get in the way. Because, you know, as I said earlier, failure is nothing more than an opportunity to redirect your steps in a different direction towards success. So you want to know if you're going to be abundant. And I would say, why not? That's what I hear from spirit. Why not? What's limiting mm-hmm. you from abundance? Absolutely. See, now let's stop here. Right? Let's take a time out for one moment. Abundance can mean a lot of things for different people. Abundance could be abundant with health or money or love or friendship. So you have to define what you mean by abundance. If you're putting it out to the universe for something, you have to define what you want. When you say abundance, they're going, what do you mean? What's abundance to you? So what's abundance to you?
All those things you mentioned.
Well, you just want to... you just want a good life, right?
Yeah.
Or abundance could be defined as, I just want to be happy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, so what are you doing about money? And I keep getting for you, and if I tune into my spirit teachers, they're saying that you're already on that path, don't give up. You're already on that path, don't give up. You're mm-hmm. halfway there. You're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
You have a goal. You have a goal, right?
Yeah.
But I hear redefine it. Redefine your goal a little bit. Be a little more specific with your goal.
Okay.
And when you're talking about money and abundance and stuff, when you're talking to the universe and saying, "Well, I want money," that's kind of like that's not very defined, is it? Okay. So you could say to the universe, I know I have the capabilities and the skills and the talent to make $7,000 a month. I'm just throwing that number out there. I don't know what you want to make or do, but that, mm-hmm. you can do that. Just define what you want. That's what they tell me to tell you. Define what you want.
Okay.
Okay? You know, there's a lot of articles about the law of attraction, and people put it out there. And also give the universe a time frame. You know, like a little demand here. So when do you want abundance by?
Mm.
Like yesterday? Yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
How about, let's do this. Let me give you a month, okay? I'm going to give you a month. And now this is going to seem like a long way off, but it's not really. Because you have to do some work to get there, right? I mean, it's not just, nobody's necessarily going to pile a whole bunch of money in your front yard, right? That'd be nice.
No.
Back up a truck, dump, you know, bales of money in your front yard. But make sure they do it in the middle of the night so your neighbors don't see it. I get the month of June is going to be, this year, 2017, June is going to be an excellent month. Okay? So what Spirit would tell you to do is, Iggy, from between now and June, take the steps to get there. Take the steps to get there.
Okay.
Because it's gonna happen. You got to believe it. It's like that Martin Luther King quote about faith, right? You take that first step, knowing that it's going to be there. That's not always easy, though, is it?
No.
So you're ready, though. You're ready to be abundant, so you'll get there. They keep telling me that you'll get there. You're halfway there. And whatever you've been doing, you've already laid some groundwork to be abundant. Okay?
Okay.
So June's a good month for you. Look forward to it. That's in summertime. You can go on a cruise. You can do this. You can go to Tahiti. Wherever you want to do.
Okay. Alrighty.
Ready? Okay. Take care. But really, seriously.
Okay.
No, seriously. Seriously. Really look forward to it. It's going to happen.
Okay.
This is a no doubt. It was that group called No Doubt. So you have to be in a no doubt mindset. No doubt.
Okay.
That's when things happen. That's when things happen, when we don't doubt it. Full trust. Okay, take care. You'll get there. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
I wonder if she really believed me. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe. Yes. I don't know. But you got to believe. Somebody tells you that you're going to be abundant in 6 months. You can either go, nah, I've heard that one before. That's a bunch of hogwash. See, I have a 253. You can say, that's a bunch of hogwash. Everybody's telling me I'm going to be abundant. Or you can go, wow, everybody's telling me I'm not going to be abundant. But I better lock into that. I better just stay with that thought. That's good. I like that one. I'm just going to work on that one for a while, being abundant. I'm going to do all the little things I need to do to become abundant. And what is that? You know, it just depends on what you assume to be abundance and the steps you need to take. But you can, even if you don't know how. That's the key ingredient. 253, I'll be with you in a minute. Even if you don't know how to do it, the how will be shown to you. The universe or God or spirit or whatever, that's the how part. And if you've studied the law of attraction and if you watch The Secret and all that stuff, but that's truth, absolute truth. That's the law. The how part is the universe's part. And I learned that a long time ago, way before all this metaphysical, spiritual stuff came into my life. I learned it in the business world. Let's think about the how part, the collective consciousness, and all of the wisdom and knowledge is out there for you to tap into. Even Napoleon Hill, way back in the 1930s, talked about that, and other writers. So it's been throughout history. And Jesus talked about that. Believe it or not, Jesus talked about the how part. Remember when he talked about, and I studied the Bible for years because I was in the ministry for a while, when I'm in my 20s, and he talked about the flowers that the Father provides, you know, what the flowers need, blah, blah, blah. Why wouldn't the Father provide for you? If the Father provides for the birds and the sea, you know, the bees and all that stuff, why wouldn't the Father provide for you? The how part, turn it over. The how part's not your part. Okay, enough of that preachy stuff, right? Well, no more preachy. Let's take a call, and then we'll get back into persistence, because I truthfully believe that persistence is one of the pathways to success. Not giving up, not accepting failure. Remember, failure is an opportunity to redirect yourself towards success. Think about that one for a while. Chew on that one. Hello.
Hello.
I know who this
is. Sorry, I had to get you off speaker.
Miss Northern, Washington. Are you Miss Washington?
Yes, Seattle.
Seattle girl. That's kind of, ooh, Seahawks didn't do so well, did they?
I know. That was so sad.
I like the Seahawks. I like Pete Carroll, and so that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, they tried their best, though. Like, gosh, right down to the, you know.
Did you watch the game yesterday? I'm going to get all into this football stuff, and people going, why is he talking about football? Did you see the Dallas-Green Bay game? That was one of the best games that have been played in a long time.
I watched the last 4 minutes, so yes.
That was amazing. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So, it was a great game. That's why you watch sports, and that's the thing about me and sports is you want to see the game, like the basketball game, because it comes down to the last 30 seconds. You don't know who's going to win. Or the baseball game where it's in the bottom of the ninth inning and you don't know what's going to happen. Or the football game where it's down to 2 minutes and it could go either way. That's the thing about sports, I think, exciting is that what's going to happen now? Can they make it? Yeah. I mean, if you're a Dallas fan, you're going, ooh, yuck. But I'm not a Dallas fan, so that made my day.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, even Pittsburgh and what you call it was a good game too. I mean, it came down to the last couple minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh play.
See, I have NFL on my app on my phone, so it notifies me at the last 5 minutes of the game. So I took it on, and I watched all the games on my phone. I don't have cable,
How fun. So what's on your mind today? We're going to get off of football. See, now that's persistence. I'm using the word persistence. If you think of these teams, if you're down by X amount of points to go in the fourth quarter, like using football as an example, you could give up. We're 10 points behind. We're going to lose. Or you can say, no, be persistent. We keep working at it. We keep chipping away at it, 5 yards at a time, and we'll win, right?
Yeah, Seattle's good at that. The last half, they always come stronger.
So it's persistence.
But anyway.
When
is my money month? I want a money month.
Oh, you can have a money month.
Let me give the other girl. Yeah, which month do you think is mine?
She got June, right? So what do I get for you? Let me go through the months and see what Spirit says. Well, that's not February, sorry. Okay, let me give you this. It's not exactly a month, but it's a time frame, okay? From the middle of March to the middle of April. So that's a month, but it's broken up between two different months. From March 15th. Now write this down. So see what happens. Put it in paper and hide it. Hide it somewhere.
No,
don't think
planner.
About it. March 15th to April 15th feels like a very prosperous time frame for you. Okay?
I wonder how. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop the phrases. Didn't I just tell you that's the universe's job, the how part? Didn't I go on for like two or three minutes about it's God's responsibility? Jesus talked about the flowers and the bees and the birds, and it's how, why are you worrying about these things when, God the Father provides? So you have to stop the how.
Okay. But don't we have to do something, don't we?
Divine inspired action, right? When you get that little prompt to do something, you go, that's what I got to do. I got it. The light bulb goes on inside your head, right?
Yeah, I get those.
Somebody tells you something and you go, aha, that's it. That's what I'm supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
So you just. Yes, you may.
Sorry. Message from the spirit on a different topic.
Okay, cool. What's the topic?
Men.
Really?
What's a good month for a man?
Now? I heard now. Soon. Like, right around the corner. Boom, done. Yeah, like soon.
Is he a police? Is he a policeman?
Well, I don't know. Let me answer it this way, because this is more general and it's not so specific, okay? I'm going to ask the question, does he wear a uniform?
Yeah, okay.
Now, Are you looking for a detective, though? Or you, that's a suit is a uniform at some level, right? Okay, so, wow, so does he wear a uniform? Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It could be the UPS guy, for all I know. It could be the UPS guy, for all I know, but...
It could be Rooter. They have uniforms.
Yeah, see, let's... Okay, let me put it this way. He had to go to school to get his uniform, okay? He had to go to college or something to get his uniform, okay?
Not McDonald's?
Did you have to go to college to get, you know, at least associate's degree? Maybe anymore you have to have that. I don't know what they're requiring these days. Oh, you have to have a master's degree to be a greeter at Walmart. Oh, gee, you know, like, really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, no. So, yeah, it's soon. Okay, so have fun with that.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Be good.
Okay,
have fun.
Nice.
Yeah, tell me. I want to hear all the gory details. No, I'm kidding. Be good. Bye, Holly.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, my friend. Okay, do you want to know when is a good... Oh, man. Well, everybody wants months and years and when. So let me give you real quick. I have a caller, 617 area code. I'll be with you in about a minute. We're talking about persistence today. So whatever I tell you about a month, you got to stay persistent. You can't give up. You can't quit. You got to focus on it. You got to just say, okay, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to allow it to happen. Okay. So month for money, my friend. Deep Blue Sea. I like that. I like that name. Okay. Month for money. It's taking me towards April for some reason. April going in from that point on, sometime in April onward. Okay. April. And love? February. I don't know why February feels good. February feels good. I get February, so I just keep kind of focusing on that. So just don't worry about how. Just let the universe bring it to you. But February for love and April moving forward for money. Okay? You want buckets of money. People want buckets of money. You know, sometimes having money is going to be scary, though. Unless you're used to having money, lots of money, you need to plan to have lots of money because you need to know what to do with money. We call money management, if that makes sense. Money management. You know, how to invest or what to invest or not. You know, mattresses aren't always the best place to invest your money in, right? Under the mattress. Banks don't give you much of a return anywhere. Where do you put your money? Actually, one of the best places to put your money is back into yourself. Ooh, I like that one. Okay, let me take a call. 617, and we'll talk more about persistence. Hello?
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm well. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Annette.
Annette. Where do you live, Annette?
Yeah. I live in Massachusetts.
You're a Red Sox fan or not?
I am.
Or a Patriots fan.
And a Celtics.
You guys are going to lose to Pittsburgh. You're going to lose to Pittsburgh, huh? I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it. No.
We're very passionate about our sports.
It's going to be a good game, though. Okay?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
what's going on? What's going on with Annette from Massachusetts?
Well, I was, it always seemed to be the same thing with me, and I guess it's part of the being persistent. I just want to know, I want to receive a message, if it's possible, from my grandmother in regards to my friendship relationship.
Which grandmother?
Oh, my grandmother that's on my mother's side.
Oh, so the matriarchal grandmother.
Yeah.
The feisty one is here. I hear it. The feisty one.
Yes.
I don't know why I get feisty, but I get the word feisty around her. Okay, so you want to know what she has to do. You're talking about a specific relationship you're in now, right?
I'm not in the relationship, but we're trying to
move
into a friendship.
I choked on those words when I said it because it didn't feel right to say that. It did. I mean, that's weird. I know you're kind of, what's he talking about? But when I said relationship, I kind of went, no, they're not there yet.
Yes.
It's not happening yet. It's got some development time. It's got to develop, you know.
Yes.
It's got to be in the room and the thing to create like a picture, the old pictures they used to develop, right? It's not clear yet.
Yeah.
But you want
no,
it to be clear.
Not. Yes, I do.
You want it to be clear. You like this person.
Yes.
Does he like you?
I don't
know. Does he like you? This is rhetorical. It's not for you.
Oh, okay.
This is for spirit.
Okay.
This is for spirit. Okay. Does he like you? Yes, but I say yes, but I'm feeling like there's some resistance to liking. Or he's not to you. Yeah, I think it's partly you, but partly just the idea of a relationship. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I'll give you this.
Yes.
He's growing on you. You're growing on him. You're becoming stronger. It's like your energy field is merging with his energy. Ooh, that sounds kind of sexual, huh? Yeah.
That's okay,
teasing.
George.
I get myself
okay.
In trouble here.
No, please don't tease. Don't tease. That's okay. This is interesting because I'll tell you after you finish telling me.
Your energy fields feel like they're merging. They're getting closer. Okay. Now, what are you going to tell me?
Okay. You say that I'm growing on him.
No, he's growing on you. You're growing on him. Yeah, you're growing on him.
I'm growing on him. And how was that happening?
Familiarity, friendship,
okay,
values, interests, chemistry, desire.
Okay.
What else do you want to know? Yeah, that sounds pretty good stuff, really. It's all very good, isn't it?
See, I don't know if he likes me.
Well, then why are you in this if you don't think he likes you? No, you know what, dear? It's your fear. It's your fear. Don't worry about it. Just keep going. It's your fear. You're just afraid. You're just thinking you don't want to be dumped. You don't want to be, I don't like you that way, so let's just be friends. You don't want to be put in the friend zone.
Yep. Exactly.
No friend zone. So don't worry about the friend zone. Okay?
Okay. But you say that our energy is getting stronger.
Yeah, let me ask you this though.
Sure, please.
Wouldn't it be better to have clarity about your situation than to be left in kind of this murky kind of, am I in the friend zone, not in the friend zone? Does he love me? Does he not love me? Does he like me? Does he not like me? So don't get hung up on the friend zone thing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Actually, it
doesn't. No, it doesn't. But you're a delightful woman. I don't see why any man wouldn't fall in love with you.
This is a man who's fearful of it would not.
Well, don't go there. You went negative on me again. You just went all negative on me.
I'm sorry.
You should have said, I know. I got a lot to give, and I know that this man would just. I can break down. I can be persistent and break down his resistance because I really care about him, and my love is strong enough to envelop both of us and it to grow together.
Yes.
And if he rejects me, there's somebody else that'll be right there for me. Somebody even better.
Yes.
Right? It's always better.
Yes.
Failure is an opportunity to redirect yourself to something better.
That's true.
Never fear failure because failure just says, hey, I wasn't good at there's something better. Absolutely something better.
Okay?
Okay, let me give you a good month. Everybody wants about the month. Okay, what's a good month for me, right? Okay, so what's a good month for Anita in love, for love, right?
Yes.
February,
okay. Does this mean that I will find love or?
Be in love. Valentine's Day always jumps up as a big time of the year for people to start thinking about that sort of thing.
Okay.
It feels very romantic for you, okay, that time of the year. Okay. Ooh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so good. Good February. You tell me later. Okay, yeah, February was hot. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. Love was really strong. Doesn't mean it doesn't go on for after that. You know, there's relationships are always kind of like this ever cycle of, you know, but yeah, why not? February. Okay? Be in love.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Be good. Be good. Have fun.
I will be in love. I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Root for Pittsburgh. No, I'm kidding. No. You know what would be a good game? You know, no, stop that. It would be a good game. Good game would be New England and Green Bay. That would be a good game.
Oh. That was my ex-husband's favorite team.
Well, then maybe you want to see New England just stomp them into the ground, right?
That'd be nice. Nothing personal.
I have no favors in this horse race because I'm stuck with the Rams and who knows where they're going, right? But
yeah,
we get the Chargers now too. How fun is that? But yeah, so not for football, and you know, but I kind of like Atlanta. I think they have a good offense. That'd be interesting. Okay,
yes.
Have fun.
Yes,
this is not.
Yes,
not a sports
thank
show,
you.
Folks. You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, so you're going to bet on the Super Bowl, right? Or the playoffs this weekend? No, I'm kidding. You're not going to bet on the playoffs this weekend. I would give you some teams. Spirit's not going to help you with that. They're not going to let you go to a bookie. I want to put $5,000 on this particular team because Spirit said to take the points. Yeah, right. Okay. Then you come after me. No, I wouldn't do that. So we're back to Martin Luther King. We're back to persistence. We're back to having fun. And let me give you some of his – I gave you his quotes, so we won't do that anymore. We will flip into persistence quotes. Aha. I'll give you a few here. Well, there's – I looked at some this morning. My eyeball's not working yet. I can't read. Okay, Colin Powell, remember him? Success is the result of perfection. I don't know about perfection, but let me read the rest. Hard work, learning from failure. Aha. Loyalty and persistence. See, learning from failure, redirecting. Napoleon Hill, which was one of my early reads in the self-help motivational field. Patience, persistence, and perspiration make an unbeatable combination for success. I love that. Patience, persistence, and perspiration, a little bit of work, you know? Yeah, like, oh, man, I got to work. Wow, bummer. Make an unbeatable combination for success. Energy and persistence conquer all things. That was Benjamin Franklin. Energy and persistence conquer all things. I'm just throwing these quotes out there for you just so that you kind of get inspired a little bit. That's my job, is to motivate you, inspire you, and to keep you going a little bit. So, you can learn from people from the past. Learn from history. Learn from people that made and that were successful. I was talking to my client this morning about mentors, having a mentor. Whatever you're doing, you should have a mentor in your life, somebody who's been successful in the field that you're in, who's willing to give you ideas on how to be successful in whatever you're doing in life. Another Napoleon Hill. I'm going to give you about two or three of them, Napoleon Hill. Okay, persistence is to the character of man as carbon is to steel. You know, carbon is an intimate steel. Oh, we'll get that. I go to Dale Carnegie, which is kind of related to the carbon and steel thing if you know a little bit about American history. Flaming enthusiasm backed up by horse sense and persistence is the quality that most frequently makes for success. Let me read that again. I flubbed it. I love the word flaming enthusiasm. That's just really a lot of enthusiasm, isn't it? Backed up by horse sense. They didn't say intelligence. He said horse sense. That's kind of like street sense. It's kind of like combination. It's wisdom in another way. How to function in the streets, right? In the way through life. And persistence is a quality that most frequently makes for success. I love the word horse sense there. It's an old term. It's not just knowledge. Horse sense is like wisdom. It's knowing how to use that knowledge and how to apply it to your current situation and then the environment that you live in. Horse sense indicates being able to use the intelligence and the wisdom in the environment that you're in. I mean, yeah, I love that. Okay. The majority of men meet with failure because of their lack of persistence in creating new plans to take place of those which fail. Again, that's Napoleon Hill. Now, they used a lot of the word men back then. They didn't. They should have said people or men and women. Or the majority of humans, right, meet with failure because of their lack of persistence in creating new plans to take the place of those which fail. Now we're back to the word failure again, right? Failure is an opportunity. Using his words, failure is an opportunity to create new plans for success. And it's persistence in creating new plans. Don't give up. Don't quit. Okay, I failed. Okay, oh, woe is me. I failed, right? How many of us do that? Oh, that didn't work out. But it's also knowing when to quit. I think that's a big part of persistence. When to know that you're riding the wrong horse in the race, right? When to know that your business that you're pursuing just isn't going anywhere. Think about that one. Just knowing when, and then, but if you know you have a winner. I read a great article this morning, parts of an article by Richard Branson, who's made billion, I guess. He started, oh, he said like 200 companies, a lot of companies. And he would talk about this idea that if you're in business or in life, in business especially, how that you need to test your business. You need to test your ideas. You need to test what you're doing to see if there's an inkling of success. He talked about Virgin Records when it first started many, many years ago, that before he did Virgin Records, he tested it through a mail order. Remember, before this is before, you know, Amazon and all that stuff, to see if he could sell the records, recordings, the way he wanted to. And it worked. So he said, okay, now I can go to brick and mortar. I know it's going to work. I know my philosophy about selling is going to work, so I'm going to take it to the next level. So it's a test of what you do. Really? So think about that. But then you know, then you need to know to redirect. Then you know to need to know when something is a failure. And then he knew at a time when he needed to take his resources from Virgin Records and put it into Virgin Atlantic, because that was where it was going. You know, it's like knowing, oh, this is, and accepting it's a failure because it's run its course. Sometimes businesses run their course, right? Here I'm giving business lessons. So I studied business for a long time. You know, I was kind of in business management back in the 80s and into the 90s and sales management. And I read a lot of books on business management way back when, and went to workshops and took classes and all kinds of stuff way back when. So talking about business and being successful is something that I'm very familiar with. So if you want some business ideas, a little mentoring on that area, getting back some of the old school ideas. Now, some of the new stuff is a little different. You know, you have to now you have social marketing and all these other things and social media and different, a little different direction in marketing than what it used to be. But it's still, you still have to test your product. You still have to test your service. You still have to get an inkling of that people would be interested, and you sell benefit. Absolutely have to sell benefit. How does that benefit you? That's what I'm working with on this idea of regression therapy. You know, how does it benefit you? That's what I always have to keep in the forefront of my mind. How does it benefit you? I might love to do it, but I might be riding the wrong horse. So how does it benefit you? What I do, going back to a childhood or going back to a past life, how is that going to help you right now in your life to be successful, to find that partner, to get that job, to how does it help you? And we could talk about that. If you're interested, I'll tell you. If you're interested, I could give you some ideas on that. How does working, going back to look at your childhood or looking back at past lives, how is that going to benefit you now? And I have a lot of great ideas, but hey, and it's proven. It's been proven, and I've read a lot of books on it too. I do. I read a lot, and I've worked with people, and I see where it's a benefit of overcoming certain fears of failure, or fears of this or fears of that, or going back to a past life, and you can see how you were successful, how you can see how the perseverance in a past life, the persistence in a past life led to success. And that's something you can emulate now, something you can use in your life now, believe it or not. Or you can look at your childhood and go, whoa, they tried to screw me up, didn't they? Parents, siblings, teachers, you know, anybody ever tell you, oh, yeah, you'll never be successful? Yeah. I remember in high school teachers saying, yeah, you're a C+ student and whatever, you know, writing. And I thought, ooh, that hurts. That hurts. Now, if she said, you know what, you have the potential to be an A student, you just need to apply yourself. That's the kind of stuff you need. You don't somebody saying, well, you're a C+, yeah, never get there. You need somebody telling you, hey, you can be an A student at this if you really apply yourself, if you're persistent, if you work at it. So writing, I took classes and read and studied and how to write. And I went into radio, like I'm doing now, because this communicating. To me, it's about communicating. It's not necessarily about writing. Okay, I'm babbling on and on and on and on and on. So there's an article I wanted to read a little bit of. It's about persistence. Aha. First step, and the author is Z. Herford, and I don't know Z. This is the Essential Life Skills website, www.essentiallifeskills.net. Okay, if you're interested in the book, Learn Persistence and Perseverance at Hypnosis Downloads is one of the things. It must be a hypnotherapist like moi. Okay, so let's get into some of the little steps. First step. Let me find first step again. Take the first step. You cannot persevere, much less succeed, if you never try to accomplish something. Boom. Big one, huh? So many of us procrastinate, fear failure. Remember, failure, what failure is, right? Or are too frozen in our tracks to take the first step towards achievement. You will not fail if you don't try something. However, you'll never succeed either. As the popular saying goes, only failure in life is failure to try. The only failure in life is the failure to try. I like that one too. Remember that? Think about that one. The only failure in life is the failure to try. Okay, review, evaluate, and revise. I'm not going to get through all of these. Maybe I'll do some more tomorrow because this is fun. This is a lot of fun for me. I'm just having a great time here. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but this is like up my alley. It's that motivation, inspirational, teaching you how to be successful. If things do not work out the way you hoped, then review the steps you took and progress will you in the process you followed. Reevaluate by examining what went wrong and where. What didn't work? What could have been done better? Did you have all the necessary skills and tools? Your findings will be illuminating and in turn allow you to set up a better, more comprehensive approach. So failure is opportunity to take these steps, an opportunity to redirect, learn, and grow. Okay, I've been having a great time. Hope you have too. It's been fun for me. We got a minute. I'll be back tomorrow. I don't know what we'll be talking about tomorrow. I think, I have no idea. I usually get inspired in the morning and the spirit kind of throws something at me. And so if you're interested in this whole thing about regression therapy, contact me. And you can contact me at Facebook or on the Messenger. And we can talk about what benefit it would have for you to do it. How is that going to benefit your life, right? That's the key of everything. Anything that somebody tells you, anything you study, anything you do in life, take in knowledge with the idea of benefiting you in some way to make your life easier, right? To maintain your happiness, right? Maintain and grow your prosperity. Let's see if I can help you. I'd love to. Okay, thank you for listening. I've had a lot of fun today with this show. I love you guys. Really appreciate those who listen, those who call in. And we'll do that. And I know Spirit loves to work through me to help you. So thank you. Okay. Be good. Have fun the rest of your day. Go out and have some fun. Bye.